everybody seems to be in a good mood at Indian spring training, right? This is the point where not too many people in rehab, Michael Brantley notwithstanding.
What are you talking about? Rehab? Oh, you mean like physical therapy?
Yeah. I know we in Brownstown, when we say rehab, we always think of certain things that are going on. But rehabilitation, right?
Yeah, sure, of course.
I mean, we have all these rehab facilities around here. These are not people that are going in with substance abuse.
No, we got plenty of room.
These are people that have joint issues and things like that as well. Well, we are joined this morning by Tom Kelly with the, let's see, I always remember, Lorain County Emergency Management Agency and Homeland Security.
Is close. That, you had to reverse, but that's okay.
It's what is it?
The Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security.
Hmm.
Okay.
I'll leave a business card.
Office of
Emergency. Now you got me confused.
Do we get Lorain County in there anywhere?
Yeah, Lorain County Office of Emergency Management. Oh. Homeland Security.
Yeah, it's a bigger business card apparently this time.
Should see my wallet. It's
Well, with all the different contacts and the people, that's a big umbrella. I mean that covers a lot of things, right?
Yes, it does.
And one of the things you're talking about coming in the morning is the WENS.
Correct. Another acronym you have to learn today. It stands for Wireless Emergency Notification System.
Now, I think I've signed up for that because I receive different types of messages. But does individual cities have something separate, or is this all connected?
Four cities have had their own system before we put ours in, and that's Avon Lake, Sheffield Village, Oberlin, and LaGrange Village. They have their own system, but we have the WEN system, and the rest of the jurisdictions have signed on with us. And we either can send out a message or they can send a message out from their jurisdiction.
Now, I received a message the other day from Avon Police. Are they connected in through that?
Correct. That's what came through the WEN system, right?
Okay. All right. They were notifying me related to some construction. Right. So your levels of notification, I guess, do you select that or is that something that you just...
When we put the system in, we were not let people put out like rummage sales and things like that. It's mostly emergency and notifications or something pertinent that would affect the city.
Okay. So traffic issues related to that, and then also anything related to some incidents.
Right. Emergencies. You can sign up for weather alerts. There's a whole list of weather alerts. You can also pick what jurisdiction. Suppose you live in Lorain, you can pick Lorain. If you want to listen to North Ridgeville, Wellington, Penfield Township, you can click those boxes.
So that works good if you actually live in one place, work someplace else.
Correct. A lot of people do that.
And even if there's the places in between which you might be traveling. Cause
right.
We don't all, just because we live in a city, everything in the county, even Northeast Ohio in general, kind of affects us, too.
Right.
You had incidents recently with some, not abductions, but possible abductions. Talk about how this played a part into that.
Well, that's a tool that the police departments can use. In the event they want to get some information out quickly, they can send it. I'll give you an example for the city of Lorain. They can just click on the box in Lorain, and it'll go just to the city of Lorain. Or they can actually, bring up a box which has a map on it, and they can put 5 or 6 points on there, and the phone system will only call those people in that radius. So if something happened on 4th Street and Broadway, they could draw a mile radius around it and would only call those people in there.
And this is wireless?
Right. It'll do email, your text messaging. It'll actually do voice, computerized voice. And if some people still have pagers, and we can page a person too.
Okay. Now, a standard regular house phone?
Correct. Those are already in there. When the system was put in, the company that owns WENS, Inspiron, contacts the phone companies, and they automatically dump those hardline phones in there. So we have like 65,000 phones in there already that are in the system. But you have to go to the website for the county to sign up for the system to be able to be on it.
Is this a company that, do you go out and look for these types of companies? Is there many of them out there? Is this a competition that happens out there, or is there sort of select ones that are?
There's a number of them, okay. And we've invited 6 groups to come in or 6 companies to come in and present to a group of us, police, fire, ambulance, the health department, the hospitals, to listen to their spiel, and we picked WENS out of the 6.
Okay. What kind of feedback do you get, or what do you know how this works other than you've notified people? Okay, good deal you notified people, but is it doing what it's supposed to be doing?
Well, actually, it's great. We can get information out quickly. It's greatly changed since the days, and you know what, the emergency alert system, the civil or defense thing that went off that we still have and you have here. But the only problem with that is it's so antiquated that if I push a button and I want to give information to the city of Lorain, it also goes to 8 different counties. And so the people in Ashtabula are actually knowing what's going on when there's a water line break in the city of Lorain.
Greg?
Well, you mentioned the recent case here with the possible attempted abductions. And Bruce mentioned that, maybe a road closing. Is that the kind of thing that you might have? For example, if there is a bad crash, maybe on Route 20 in the Oberlin area, is that something that might surface on there?
Yes. In fact, I'm trying to bring one up here so you can see it. But yesterday, I believe Avon put out information, like you said, for Chester Road is going to be on under construction for like the next 9 months. To try to avoid the area, and they gave some information about where to go to.
I got the Nagel Road construction.
Okay, it was a Nagel Road. I'm sorry.
Well, there's Chester Road construction, too. Yeah, this was the, it's at Avon Police. That tells you who's in front. Road construction notice, and then it gives you kind of a web link if you wanted to do for details on the upcoming construction that'll take place on Nagel Road between State Route 254 and Interstate 90. So it kind of alerts people for. To avoid it, not necessarily.
Plan ahead.
This is beyond not an incident. This is obviously just a traffic, construction that'll be going on. Just another way to let the people know
what's going on over there.
Right. What do you mean? What's going?
Well, I'm asking you. You know, it says the construction on Nagel between Detroit and I-90.
Well, I would assume
everybody's going up and down there from the freeway the exit.
I would assume maybe a little widening some. I would think.
All those stores that are going in there, the traffic will increase greatly.
Yeah.
Still working on it now.
Right. Well, that's a whole, there's other apps for figuring out how to get the best way to where you're going or how to avoid the traffic. That's the thing. You put roads down and everybody shows up, right?
Correct.
Where were they before? When this was a 2-lane road, now it's a 4-lane road and it's still full. But, that's the battles that goes on with infrastructures within the
I'm trying to show Craig these messages, and of course at the same time my friends are bothering me because I'm on the air.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Well, that's good. They're listening.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's good.
We have weather issues that is one of the main things that comes through.
Correct.
There as well. And is that something that gets relayed through you, or does it come from the National Weather Service? Where's the starting point for a lot of
the Weather Service is the first initiator of it, and it goes to WENS and it's immediately out. In fact, my WENS messages have been faster than my weather radio going off.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it has on a few occasions. Yes.
Okay, so that'll be the first person you get the first knowledge of it and being able.
And you can pick what you want to. If you only want winter storm warnings and tornado watches and severe thunderstorm. You just click those three, but you can get everything from high seas warning to coastal erosion from the lake. Everything's on there.
You mentioned the word tornado. Do we have Severe Weather Awareness Week coming up, or has it already come and gone?
It's coming up. I believe it's March the 21st of this month, so it's just a couple weeks away.
Okay.
We also have, and I talked to Bruce earlier, if anyone's interested, we offer a storm spotter class that's taught by the National Weather Service. You can become a certified storm spotter for the Weather Service, and being held at the Gates Auditorium, which is on the EMH campus there. It's the 23rd of March, Wednesday night at 6:30. You don't have to sign up. It's free. You'll get through an hour and a half webinar class, and you're certified by the Weather Service, and you call observations into them if they'd like.
What are sort of things that you learn in that class or that are required or responsible for as a spotter?
What criteria is for severe weather? Everybody says, I really had a bad thunderstorm. I can't believe the Weather Service didn't warn on it. We have to have 59 or more mile-an-hour winds, quarter-size hail, different kinds of things to be able to meet the criteria.
So are these people going to end up with some sort of measuring devices?
They'll get a little handout, and which you get beforehand. You can go to the website and take it. So you get to know what the size of the reportable hail is, the wind, rain, not amount, that type of thing. And you get a spotter certificate, and you can call in and say, this is so-and-so, this is my number, I'm at this location, and they'll take your report.
Okay.
Because obviously they're sitting in a building like we are, and they can't see everything out there except that radar.
Oh.
And they like the eyes and ears to be out there.
You require them to have a west-facing window, right? That's
You have one.
That's about all we have. That's the problem. I tell you, Tom, I've wanted a periscope here for the longest time, right up here through the ceiling. We're on the fourth floor. We're on the top floor.
He doesn't even have a periscope in that crazy vehicle that he takes out with him.
I have a camera that runs around on top of it.
There you go.
See, Craig,
you go.
Periscope is old school.
Even infrared, too. You can see it like at nighttime, too.
Yeah. And speaking of that, what else is new at the Lorain County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security?
Good job. We are actually right now working on some Amber Alert issues. That's occurred in Lorain here a couple weeks ago where it didn't meet the criteria to put an Amber Alert out, but whenever an Amber Alert is issued, there's a lot of calls that come in. So we're setting up our Emergency Operations Center to take those calls so law enforcement can come in there and take the calls when they happen, because I believe they get the national averages, the Amber Alert is put out, there's hundreds of calls in the first hour that come in, so we have to be able to handle that.
What about related to the homeland security issues? What's the latest that you've had with seminars or paperwork that's come through your office?
In fact, I'm leaving here today to go to a meeting in Lake County, and we're probably going to be working on the RNC, or the Republican National Convention. Even though we're not Cuyahoga County, all our hotel rooms are taken up by delegates. So there's some emergency planning issues we're going to take care of locally. I believe it's all the way to Sandusky and then out to Ashtabula and down towards Mansfield. All those hotel rooms are taken up.
Right. Now, you get that related to the RNC, what goes on. That, obviously, information, once you get it, is also applicable for other things that come up. So you kind of build on the education that's taking place.
Right. There's some, you know, initial spots that you need to tweak on. But we have an emergency operations plan here for the county. It's written loose enough that it can just about be tweaked for any emergency we have here.
Well, if people want to get that WENS, where do they go signing up for this?
They can go to the county website, which is www.lorainecounty.us. It's pretty simple. The main page will pop up, and there's a couple click icons on there. If you look, it says sign up for emergency alerts. Just hit it, and you can do it. If you don't have a computer, you can call our office, and we'll sign you up, too.
Sounds good. Tom Kelly, thanks for coming in this morning. Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security.
There you go.